Faith we need. The other one was a man. We know don't know what the woman's name was. Did y'all notice that in the text? The man was Jesus. This brief conversation with Jesus, however, changed her life. The conversation with Jesus is actually one of the longest conversations. It is the longest conversation that Jesus had with somebody, disciples and all. Check it out. At the death. Anybody recorded in this Bible. He took some time at the well. So for a moment today, if I could just talk to you about it. At the well. Making disciples. At the well. You know, times have changed, amen? Times have changed and human heart, but the human hearts have remained the same. We have hopes and dreams, and thank you, Sister Angela. We even still have some fears. But we can get up and tell the devil he's a liar. Amen? We learn how to do that thing. And we have doubts and we struggle. And come on, somebody. You help me, I won't be too long. And we have uncontrolled anger. We just get mad at people. And next thing you know, we're laying on the horn. And we might even get them fingers moving around sometimes. I hope not. Yeah, but you know, I'm standing in God. Carl Bobby and say, Jesus in my coat pocket? I said, really? Then they go and make a right turn and go to the circle. We struggle with the same problems that this woman at the well did. She foolish choices and misplaced priorities. Come on, somebody, help me now. I'll get on the street here in a minute. And we have limited faith. We don't trust God. We won't go out in the deep. Next thing you know, we keep one toe in and one toe out. We won't get out there on faith and trust the Lord that he's able to keep you from falling.
Yes.
Yes.
We have broken dreams like this woman at the well. We have nagging doubts like this woman at the well. Oh, come on, get on your feet if you don't help me in a minute. We make excuses just like this woman at the well. Lord, but we have excuses. I'm so busy, Pastor. I don't know how I'm going to get away. We have compulsive busyness. We have compulsive busyness just so that we won't have to do what the Lord say.
Amen.
Amen.
Whole lot of people acting like they're more busy than Donald Trump. More busier than the governor of the state. More busier than you name it. You just so busy. You made yourself a compulsive busyness so that you don't have to have your well experience. Broken dreams, anybody? Anybody ever failed at doing anything? You just talk about it, well. I hear people often talk about the Bible and say, you know, it's irrelevant in today's culture. They can't understand it. It's not relevant. And you'll ask me, too, if you preach this Bible and you teach this Bible the way it is, the way you tell it like it is, many of you might not even want to hear it. Because at the well, Jesus got involved with this woman at the well. There are lessons that we can learn at the well. We can learn that there was some radical problem there. There was radical prejudice going on there at the well.
That's right.
There was some religious hatred going on there at the well. Come on, somebody. There was a moral outcast there at the
well.
This story also conveys how you go out and make disciples. This story also conveys how you do evangelism. And the woman looks at Jesus and he at her, amen. I want to show you something here in a moment. As he looked at her and he at her, there were four invisible things. You might want to write these down. Because you know, you're going to be faced with them in your well experience. That God's going to have you involved in at the well, making disciples. It might remind you that you're dealing with a religious wall. There was a religious wall. You know, some people have these religiosity things going on. You know, we do it like this over here, and we do it like that over there, and we don't do that because we are better than that.
Yeah.
Read the Bible this way and read the Bible that way. Jesus, at that particular time, he was dealing with this woman from a religiosity point of view. Jews wouldn't deal with the Samaritans. Samaritans wouldn't deal with the Jews. They one wanted to worship over here and the other one wanted to worship over there. The Samaritans thought they were supposed to worship on this mountain and the Jews knew that they just headed on that mountain. And Jesus came along and said, there's going to come a time when you need to worship here.
Oh, yeah.
No, there.
That's right.
Because God's not it. Because God's the Spirit. And they can worship him, must worship him in truth.
Yes.
So we have the religious problem there at the well. Mm. Some people have a religious problem. Mm. They don't believe that the Bible is. Mm. They don't believe God is who he says he is. At the well, there was a gender problem. There was a gender problem. You know, men weren't supposed to talk to women like that. I know you probably even frame this up in your present way of thinking, but that was a problem at the well. Woman said, she says, sir, I'm a woman, and you speaking to me? And Jesus took the time to break down the barrier of this problem of being able to speak to somebody who you're not supposed to speak to. At the will. Mm. Sometimes we don't think we're supposed to speak to people because of this thing or that thing or this difficulty or this norm or this paradigm. That was at the will. And here comes Jesus, teaching us how to be evangelists. Oh, yeah, you have to examine yourself. I can't get all up in your head like that, but I'm telling you right now, Jesus is helping somebody up in here more than one way. There was a moral problem there at the wall. This woman had a moral problem. 5 husbands. Come on. She was working on number 6. And he wasn't her husband. Oh, she had a problem. Yet, our Lord found a way through all of her problems. And praise God, then she found him. Now listen. The Lord found a way through all of her problems. And then she found him. When you see here, the Pharisees heard that Jesus was doing all this big business with that baptizing and gained disciples more than John, and they were having a problem with Jesus, trust me. They didn't think that he was going to work well with their economic plan. But Jesus still went to the well. Matter of fact, they were mad at him to something that he wasn't even doing. He wasn't baptized. His disciples were doing the baptizing. What they said, they're going to set up in that way he was doing. See, sometimes, you know, what would keep you from your well experience is that, you know, you're worried about what other people, come on somebody, you're worried about what other people, what other people think about you. You're made in God's image. You're beautiful. You're more than a conqueror. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens. And here we are asking folks permission about, can we go to the well? Worrying about what people think about if we go to the well or not. So he comes into this town of Samaria called Sychar. Jesus was tired from his journey. I know I have to hasten along today, but he was tired from his journey, and he sat down by the well, and the Samaritan woman came to draw out some water, and Jesus just looks over at her and says, give me the drink. Most of you already said, you get it. Come on, man. You just at the well. Right?
Right.
Don't even know when Jesus walked in. Don't even recognize what Jesus was doing in your life. Next thing you have is your hands on your hips. You get it. And here it is. He didn't came to the well before you. Another thing that's very important in this message is that, you know, as you can see here, it says that Jesus must need, oh, look over here, in verse 4, it says, he must need go through Samaria. Geography is very important to learn about this message, amen? And I'm going to tell you real quick about how the Jews in Samaria that you responded to one another. A Jewish person would cross the Jordan.
Now here's a straight line to where they, you know, to where they were going to Samaria. Straight line. A Jewish person would cross the Jordan, go east, then go north, recross the Jordan, then go around Samaria, all so that they wouldn't have to go through Samaria. They would add days to their trip.
So they wouldn't have to go past the well. Past Samaria. There was such a prejudice. There was such a problem. And the big problem that we can see in the Bible is that back in the Old Testament times, these were what called half-breeds. Samaritans were called half-breeds. They weren't real Jews. Come on, somebody. Jews trying to help you out today. We got a problem with people. You know how it is. We might not call them half-breeds. Sometimes we call them something. Don't let me get on the street. Talk about this group. Talk about that group. Lord, poor white people, they people too. And if we would have had the big ships and the boats and everything else, we would probably treat it just like they treated us.
Yes.
I'm telling you what it's not. Sin is in the world.
Yes.
Watch the story of the man. I don't know if y'all seen it before. It's called Tales. It's just interesting because the whole script was the whole thing was just flipped over. You know, the white folks didn't get told, and the black folks, they had everything. And it looked like they was enjoying calling them white folks all the names. But yeah, too, but in my mind, I could say, you know what? That's how we would act. We would just throw it away, right? And God hates it. And it wasn't all of them that did it. But we don't go to the well because we're going to take it out on all of them. Things that go on in our churches about this racial thing, it's not of God. I'm telling you right now, we have to go to the well.
Yes.
And let God help us break down these racial and radical problems in our society. Yes. Here it is, the Savior of the world. When he goes in heads for Samaria, do you know what he told his 12 disciples over in the Word of God over in Matthew 10? You go home and study, we're about running out of time. We're over in Matthew 10 and verse 5 and 6. He told them, go to Samaria. That's what he told them. Don't go there. He tells them over in Matthew 10 and 5, he says, don't go to Samaria. And then he goes and says, well. So let me tell you something about this. The master says, do as I say, and not as I sometimes do. Do as I say. If he puts what he says above what he does, then you still do what he says. It's called obedience. So by the time you see him over in Acts 1 and 8, he said, go ye then to Jerusalem and Samaria and other parts of the world. Now go! Then we got the Holy Ghost, now you go! Acts 1 and 8, go and repent. Sometimes you just got to wait on the Lord. Then we go there, not listening to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's promise is that will lead you unto all truth. I'm a guilty too. I'm not sitting here trying to be mad at nobody and act like I'm big or bad at anybody. I'm trying to get it right. Because you know what the promise is? The promise is over in John. It says that the truth will lead you and guide you unto all things. And it will show you things to come.
Yeah.
So you know, well, connected Christian, be jacked up about nothing because the Holy Spirit inside you will say, don't go there,
That's right.
Go there, don't do that, don't do that, do this. And I want it like that.
Yes, sir.
And until I get it right, guess what I know is going to happen? He's going to keep loving me, teaching me.
Yeah.
And
Amen.
The problem is this.
Yes.
We don't sit down and evaluate what can happen.
Yes.
He did like this. Why can't I marry me? I go to church. I give my money.
That's fine.
You know somebody. I read the Bible. Right?
Why?
I go to Bible study. Right?
Why?
So why do you have to have me all jacked up like this, Lord? So the Word of God said that He will lead you and guide you into all truth. And He will show you things to come on.
Yes, that's right.
And don't get me wrong, I just began just recently, not too long ago, I've been on this show maybe a little long, some of y'all, but I just recently began to understand because the revelation came to me. He taught me that thing so that I go home and set my tape down, think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I started thinking about it, I said, Lord, you told me.
Mm-hmm.
And I did like this.
Mm-hmm.
And I went there.
Yes.
You told me. And every time I think about it, every time now. Y'all learning. Because he's going to keep teaching you.
That's right.
Because the promises he's going to show you, and you think you're going to show up in heaven and say, you didn't show me? Everything you want to have with? I told you twice.
Yeah.
And you still went there.
Why?
You're a handcuff of faith. You're just a running cover. You're just a running cover. I'm going to help you. And you might even do it today. You might even do it today. It might happen. Mm-hmm. Go home, sit down, close the door, pray, and say, Lord, I missed it this night.
Mm-hmm.
You show it to me. Why did I miss it? Lord, write it down. Get stronger. Get better. Get closer to him. At the well. At the well. We learn how to do evangelism. Amen. If this church is to live, if this church is to grow, if this church is to be the blessing that God has said to me, we have to learn to do evangelism. We have to learn to meet people at their needs. Over in, we will take a look at this one. Over in 1 Corinthians chapter 9. I promise to get you out here for a second. Don't worry about it. Don't worry. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. I just need a few more minutes. Amen. Sometimes our problem is we don't take it as importantly as God takes it, as Christ takes it. You know, he breaks this norm of talking to what? A woman? A woman has got some issues, right?
Right.
Here she is walking along by herself. Said it was the sixth hour. Read the story when you get a chance. Around noon. Amen? She's by herself. It could be kind of a risky thing to do something like that by yourself because there were desperados around. There were people who would take advantage of that circumstance because the well wasn't right there. You had to walk to the well. You had to go down this way, that way, get to the well. Then you had to go back to the village. And here this woman is in this precarious position by herself talking to a man. She's a Samaritan. He's a Jew. You know what it tells me? The people didn't like her. They thought she was loosey-goosey. They would like this on her. Come on, somebody. You pick your feet up or say amen. Mm-hmm. We got people that we ostracize. Mm-hmm. I'm just talking about the well, y'all. Come on, let me go right on the well. Let the Lord help you at the well. Because he's showing that this woman had a problem. And yet, the Savior of the universe, the Jesus Christ our Lord, he still met this woman at the well. See, look. He went there for water. Amen?
Amen.
Now, we're going to get another revelation. If you find out in this text that he drank any water, you let me know. Never got it in no water. Never had a chance to get any water. Look at it over here. Let me see if I can help you. 1 Corinthians 9:22. He says here, to the weak became I as weak, that I may gain what?
The weak.
I am made all things to all men that I might do what?
By all means,
gain
some.
Oh, you we got to start going to the well. We got to go where the people are.
Yeah.
We have to go to where the people are. Can you imagine a firefighter saying, well, can you bring me the fire? Oh, y'all missed that. Can you bring me the fire? No, a fireman does what? These people are going to hell. And we won't even go to the well. Come on, somebody. Come on, give God a hand clap. Pray to be with you. You go along and you just walk so long. This is just where we learn to go out there and go to the well.
That's right. That's right.
People are hurting. People are dying. People are sick. People have racial problems. People have radical problems. People have moral problems. People got issues.
Yes.
I got issues. And the Lord met me and you.
That's the well.
Come on, somebody, right?
Yeah.
I know that in some places you might get cute and quiet, but you know he met you.
All right.
You know he loved you.
Yes.
At the well.
Yes.
You know he kept you.
Yes.
At the well,
yes.
Oh, he blessed you.
Yes.
At the well, he will turn you around.
Yes.
At the well, you are down in that hole and reach out for that. Don't even know anybody said it.
Yes.
Won't
he do it? Come on, Lord.
Yes.
At the well.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Let the lady say, son, you don't even have anything to draw the water out with. But he still reached out and had got you.
All right. Come on.
With a strong arm.
That's right. Mm-hmm. 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 Mm-hmm.
I'm mine. They say you don't even have a cup. Mm-hmm. You got no rope.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get it. How are you gonna get it? We have to trust the Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Mm-hmm. That at that time. That we need him at the well. For you. Now that he's gotten you by the well, he's sending you to, he said, now go to Samaria. He breaks, he just breaks the walls down. Go now to Samaria and to the other parts of the world. You tell him that Jesus is alive.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Here's the thing, and I will stop. Say amen to this one.
Amen. Yes. Yes. Amen.
She went there to get water because she was thirsty. She was thirsty. But didn't know she was thirsty. The woman at the well did not come there seeking Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
But he came to the well.
Yes.
Come on, somebody.
Yes.
Seeking Christ.
Yes.
She didn't know what she needed.
Hallelujah.
She didn't know she's getting ready to run up a sick. Come on, somebody.
That's right.
Come to your help.
Yes.
go catch.
Do you see it?
Come on.
Yes. Oh. Yes.
You see a preacher here?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
You see a preacher in here?
Yeah.
No.
Right.
No.
We got our regiments and routine and we got our prayers. Did you pray the prayer? Do you see our prayers and prayers? Mm. In this text.
Amen. Mm. Yes, Lord.
But she said, yeah, you told me everything.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Jesus.
Right. Yes. Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Lord.
At the well.
At the well.
At the well.
Change for life.
Uh-huh. At the well.
Come on, come on.
At the well.
Uh-huh.
If you would let the Lord today, if you would allow the Lord today, change your life. One more time. At the well. Because you might not have heard about this before, but at the well.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
Jesus wants to do business with you.
Yes, he does.
Some of you might have done some things that you know that you shouldn't have done. Been hating on people. You might have got some things involved in them, some things that you can't fix. Jesus is going to help you fix them. You might have had some hatred, some hidden things, some unforgiveness in your heart. And even if you do not, guess what? Now he's still in your back.
Yes.
If you got it good, if you got it going on, you can't stay at home. These four walls is not where it ends.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Amen. Amen.
Come on now.
Amen.
He said, now go.
Yes.
And she wouldn't shut up.
Woo!
Woo! Good Lord, man.
Yes.
I'm telling the Lord about the goodness of the Lord.
Yeah. Amen.
And all that he has done for her.
Amen.
At the well. And go make disciples, amen?
Yes.
And they everywhere. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you. There may be someone who doesn't know the Lord now. Because you don't know how that personal relationship with him. If you do not know the Lord, Jesus Christ is the Lord and Savior, maybe you can see that the well right now. And if you're here and you just trust him today, just trust him because of what he's done in your life. Trust him because of why you're here today.
Right.
Oh, there were some radical problems with religion at the well.
Yes.
There was some immorality living all kind of ways. It was there at the well. You just trust the Lord Jesus because you're here today.
Yes.
He might be speaking to you and say, come. Tomorrow might not be promised to you. I can't tell you what's going to happen to you in 5 minutes. But if you could fix it right now, if this is the answer to your question, you know, I'm going to ask you a question. If you're here today, I'm going to ask you a question. If you die today,
yes.
Is it heaven or is it hell? Is there anybody in here that doesn't know the answer to that question coming from? And hell is the way you want to spend your eternity. That's all. It's not a good place. Turn off that television station. There'll be gnashing of teeth. There'll be torment forever. It's not a good place. It's not made for you. It's made for the devil and his angels. You don't want to go there. It's a swine pit. You've seen nothing like it before in your life. And you'll be able to never be there. If you're here today, in heaven, or the hell. Heaven or hell? Anybody? King Jesus? Anybody? Let's give the Lord a hand clap. If you're looking for a church home, if the Lord has met you here at the Lord today, would you come on up? We won't do this long. We're going to move now into our communion service. And we thank you.
We have an open
communion, and if you are born again, baptized, you want your head to be with us. Amen.